Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather today is sunny and warm across major cities, with Tel Aviv enjoying bright skies and Jerusalem experiencing pleasant temperatures. Haifa and Eilat are also seeing clear conditions, making it a great day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, G7 leaders demand a ceasefire in Lebanon and pledge to reduce reliance on the Strait of Hormuz. This follows a proposed interim deal between the U.S. and Iran, but questions remain, according to Ynet from earlier today. Also, several people are reportedly injured in Israeli strikes on southern Lebanon. The Times of Israel notes there is no immediate comment from the IDF, while the G7 supports an immediate and robust ceasefire. Also this hour, President Trump states the Memorandum of Understanding with Iran is not final. He emphasizes the possibility of military action, as reported by Walla a short time ago. Separately, Axios highlights growing division within Trump's base over the Iran conflict. This issue has created significant isolation for the former president. And finally, the Department of Health and Human Services is investigating anti-Semitism allegations within the American Psychological Association. This comes from a report by JTA earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ariel Ozeran, a local reporter, posted just minutes ago that Lebanese media are reporting an Israeli airstrike in Kfar Tebnit, southern Lebanon. From Middle East 24, they're highlighting a video clip from Norway fan celebrations. Khaled Hassan, a commentator, expressed frustration about President Trump's recent actions, including a major investment deal with Qatar. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the G7 summit, leaders have called for an immediate ceasefire in Lebanon, highlighting tensions involving Iran's nuclear ambitions and Hezbollah's activities. Ynet reports that this call comes amid a proposed interim deal with Iran by President Trump. The situation remains tense, with regional stability at risk. Turning to the situation in southern Lebanon, reports of injuries follow Israeli airstrikes in the area. The Times of Israel notes that the IDF has not commented on these strikes. This action is part of ongoing military operations with potential implications for regional security and humanitarian conditions. Meanwhile, President Trump's remarks at the G7 summit underscore his willingness to abandon the current deal with Iran. Walla reports that this stance highlights uncertainties over U.S. foreign policy. The potential for renewed conflict looms, affecting global diplomatic efforts. On the diplomatic front, Axios discusses the discord within Trump's base over his handling of the Iran situation. This division highlights Trump's growing isolation from key supporters. The political ramifications could influence U.S. policy decisions moving forward. And finally, the investigation into anti-Semitism within the American Psychological Association raises significant concerns. JTA reports this involves examining potential discriminatory practices. The outcome could have implications for professional ethics and standards within the organization. Turning to business and markets. First, the shekel's strength reportedly makes Israeli engineers the most expensive globally. Shlomo Kramer, founder of Cato Networks, shared his outlook at the Globes Tech Isle conference, expecting a hiring slowdown in Israel. Separately, Quantum Machines has made its second European acquisition in 6 weeks. CTEC reports the Israeli quantum computing company has acquired Hungary's PCB Engineering, expanding its R&D capabilities in Budapest. And finally, Yum Brands is selling Pizza Hut to Long Range Capital for $2.7 billion. Ynet Business suggests this sale aims to address declining U.S. sales and streamline the company's portfolio, impacting the global pizza market. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 4 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.